Today is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States, and in honor of this very special day, we're going to leave politics and the pandemic behind.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Today, I feel the need to break away from the normal radio show that we do and the normal podcast that I present each day. And even in spite of all the difficulties we're facing here in the United States and Canada and literally around the world, we still have a lot to be thankful for. A lot of people, they always say some people look at the glass half empty and some look at it as half full. A lot of it depends on your mindset. If all you have is this life, and when this life is done, I can see why many people would get very depressed. During this time of a pandemic, during the time of lockdowns, during a time of business closings, there's a lot of fear. Also, as we've talked about, a lot of misinformation too, that even makes the fear worse for many. Yet overall, if you live in the United States, face it, we have been, for quite a long time, a very blessed nation. One of the things that bothers me is how we have kind of departed from that. In my lifetime, no less, I've watched such a change. Now, I'm not here to tell you that we were always a great place and always God-fearing, but for the most part, well, we kind of tended to lean in that direction. When I was growing up, I know how Thanksgiving Day always was for us. As a child, I can remember getting up Thanksgiving morning. We didn't sleep in. We got up early. And we planned to go to the grandparents' house about 30 minutes away. But the first thing we did on Thanksgiving morning, we got up, got cleaned up, got dressed in our Sunday best, and we went to church. This was something we did in our family each and every year on Thanksgiving Day. We went to church, where we gathered to thank God for all the blessings He had given us in the year. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, we find these very important words. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I think we've lost sight of giving thanks in all things.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The weak and oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name, He forgets not His own. Sing praises to His name, He forgets not His own. He sighed us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, the Lord were at our side, all glory be Thine. The Lord were at our side, all glory be Thine. We all do extol Thee, Thou leader triumphant, and pray that Thou still our defender wilt be. Let Thy congregation escape the tribulation, Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free.
Those memories from my childhood of getting up on a Thanksgiving morning, they're still with me. I don't think I can remember a time that I didn't go to church growing up on a Thanksgiving morning. From my first and earliest memories, I can remember being in church. And as I grew a little bit older, I started getting involved with a number of the choirs. And I remember the choir that would sing on a Thanksgiving morning when people would gather. This is before we went home and started prepping all the food and everything else. It was more important to come first to church, to come first to church and to thank God for all the blessings we have. You know, the fact that I was raised with a roof over my head, the fact that we never went hungry, the fact that we had modern conveniences and an automobile, and my father was able to work and provide for my mother, my brother, and my sister, and myself, it's a blessing. Were we the wealthiest people in the world? No. But we were not miserable people by any stretch of the imagination. How many of us in our childhood, I'm 66, so I'm looking back a ways. We always heard this stuff as kids, especially when there was some food put in front of you when you're like about 9 or 10, maybe 6 or 7, and you look at it and you go, I'm not going to eat that stuff. And a mother would always come back with that line, well, there are starving children in other places in the world that would appreciate that food because they're going hungry tonight. It took a while for that to really register because I couldn't in my younger years understand that concept of people that do without. Even in our country full of blessings and prosperity, for the most part, there are those, oftentimes through no fault of their own, are facing their own very difficult times. And as Christians, what should we do? First, give thanks in everything. Everything. And we need to, from our own generosity, from our own storehouse, so to speak, yes, to help those that are less fortunate as we can. One of my issues today is we tend to want the government to do the things that we ourselves are supposed to do. There's a lot of this thinking process, and I think it's a very wrong process, and I'm going to explain why. We think that maybe we just need to have the government tax the wealthy and give it to the poor. And that's not the way to do it. Number one, it's one thing to give to those that are in need, but there's also another problem in enabling bad behavior that puts people in a place of need. What is that old saying? If you give a man a fish, he can eat for a day. Teach him how to fish, he can eat for a lifetime. And there's a lot of truth in that old saying. We forget often to give thanks in all things. We forget to be thankful for the gifts that God gave us. And oftentimes we are negligent in giving from those first fruits to God. In the Old Testament, God required the first fruits. He required the best of the harvest and all that we had for him. And those then were distributed to those that had need. We've lost sight of that in this country. Having the government in any country do for us what we should be doing for others, we learn nothing. We gain nothing. We sacrifice nothing. Especially when we assume that we're taking from others to do that job on our behalf. God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, not a begrudging one. When you give to a charity, when you give to help meet the need of somebody in need, when you give to a church or a ministry, don't do it like it's an obligation. Do it because there's joy in giving. My grandfather, every time we would sit down to eat at my grandparents' dinner table, He would always remind us of this verse from 1 Chronicles 16 and 34. Before he even began, shall we say, our prayer of thanksgiving, or grace as it's often called. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy, his love, endures forever. A lot of people today have lost sight of simple things like giving thanks. Giving thanks for the blessings we have. A lot of people complain about the things they don't have. There's so many verses in Scripture that remind us to give thanks, to give honor, to give praise to God for all the things that he has given us. How about Ephesians 5, verses 19 through 20, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Psalms, Psalm 95, verses 2 and 3. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is great. He's a great God and a king above all gods. Maybe we have lost sight of giving thanks in this country, and we complain more than we ever give thanks. Do you complain more than you give thanks? I'm looking in my heart right now, and I'm sure there are times, especially getting out on my own, beginning my life, wishing I had that newer car, that bigger house, and I'm working hard, and I'm wondering, why is it that some people do better than I am? It took me a while to figure it out, but it's when I returned to those roots of giving thanks that things in my life changed dramatically. Maybe we need more of a thankful spirit in our hearts. Maybe we need to look at our circumstances and realize, maybe I'm not the wealthiest person. Maybe I don't have the biggest or newest house or car. But I have hope in Jesus Christ. I have a lot to be thankful for. I know this Thanksgiving of 2020 all over this nation and really around the world as we get ready to head into this special time of the year known as Christmas. It's going to be very different. All over, we have governors that are encouraging people not to travel for Thanksgiving, not to visit with family and friends. And we'll get back to talking about the logic, if there is any, in some of what they're saying to do. We'll talk about that maybe next week. But for now, I want to give thanks. I want you to give thanks. I want you to look at all you have, and even if it's little, to remember there are people that would be, well, thankful to be in your place.
Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ. He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us.
Remind you, you're listening to the program Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I'm so glad that you're with me as we celebrate Thanksgiving today here in the United States. I know some of our listener friends, and a matter of fact, I've had some mail from Canada. You celebrated your Thanksgiving Day back in October. In spite of this pandemic season, in spite of all that we've been through, in spite of all the politics and everything else, in all, we still have a lot to be thankful for. There are a lot of things that need to be fixed, a lot of things that need attention. There are a lot of things far from perfect. I look at my life, the things that I've gained, the things that I've even lost. And sometimes it's hard to be thankful. I can admit that. I can remember back 16 years ago when I had just lost my first wife to cancer. It was hard that year, that Thanksgiving. It's very hard to be thankful. I felt that I had lost so much I never could get back. But God in His mercy, over time, has in many ways restored and exceeded all that was lost. Now, I can't explain how that works. It doesn't mean somebody was replaced. It doesn't mean any of that. It means God is faithful. And even when we go through these difficult times, He's there to guide us through. We sometimes forget that this life alone is not the be and end all of everything. St. Paul used the term, our life is but a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. And as I get older, and I do the math in my head, and I start thinking about stuff that I feel like it happened just yesterday, just last year, and you realize it's 10 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe 30 years ago. Sometimes we feel like we're not appreciated, and that's easy to have happen. You work hard doing something, and nobody seems to notice or care. You feel like a doormat. How many of you ever worked for an employer that treated you, well, like you weren't even around? But you know that your work was important. Let me tell you a little story. There was a lady once that worked as a janitor in a company for a long time, for many, many years. Now, most of us would consider, many of us, being a janitor or a cleaning lady is a thankless job, and a lot of folk consider it a dirty job at least, and somewhere down the totem pole of occupations. And it's probably a job that's not a whole lot of fun. It happened that a company changed owners where this lady worked as a janitor. And within a few days, the new owner wrote a personal thank you card to every employee in the company that he had just purchased. And he had his assistant go around and hand them out. When this lady received and opened her card, she burst into tears. She asked if she could be excused from work, and thinking she was sick, she was allowed to take the rest of the day off. Now here's what had happened. And they all found out a few days later. In all the years she had worked for the prior owner, in all those decades of service, I mean, we're talking like over 20 some odd years. She had never even received a verbal thank you from anybody in the ownership and management, much less any kind of a personal card. And just receiving that card from the new owner, that appreciation made all the difference in the world. You know, she had thought with the change of ownership, now is a good time to find a new job. And she had been planning to let him know. But she didn't. Because the little time, the little extra effort of the owner to send that little thank you card totally changed her mind. Sometimes we forget to be thankful for the things that people do for us. We become so narcissistic in our society. It gets pushed out that we are all about us. You know, I'm number one. I'm in it for me. And that seems to be increasingly ingrained in our young people. My wife says it really well. Every newborn infant is a real narcissistic and needy thing. They need to be fed. They need to be changed. They need. And they seldom, because they don't know any better, they seldom say thank you. That's just the nature of who we are. We have to actually learn how to care and love one another. Given to our true human nature, we are probably some really rotten people to the core inside. But in many families, at least when I came along, we learned. We were raised in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We learned to give thanks in all things. If we ever had sat down to dinner at home or even in a restaurant and had not said a blessing over our food, something would have seemed out of place to me growing up. Today, you rarely see that anymore. I know the restaurants in many places are closed for indoor dining. I understand that. But I'm saying a year ago, before the pandemic, how many times would you see a family bow their head and pray? My wife and I think this is maybe 2 years ago, we were traveling back to somewhere, and we stopped to get something to eat. And as we got to our table, as we were getting to our table, I noticed this one couple saying grace because they already had their food. And before I even had a chance to order, I just had to let them know how much good it did my heart to realize that there are still some people that take the time, find the time, even in public, to quietly give thanks. I've learned in my life, and I know a lot of other people, especially in my ministry life, the people that are most thankful for all the things they have in spite of all the difficulties are the happiest people I've ever met. There's an old saying, money can't buy you happiness, and there's a lot of truth in that. There's a lot of truth in what a giving spirit can do and a thankful spirit, because that's really what God wants from us. This is the program Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I want to remind you about our website. You can find out more about this program. Like I say, today, I just want to walk away from the politics. I just feel the need to do that. And perhaps tomorrow and the weekend, I may talk about a few important things, but I also want to acknowledge what this coming weekend is also all about. It's the beginning of the Advent season, a new church year, and I want to get into that tomorrow because I think in this modern society where Christmas starts in September in the big box stores, we lose sight of what Advent is all about, and I hope to address that just a little bit, maybe tomorrow on the program. But today it's all about giving thanks, all about acknowledging the wonderful things that God has done for us in spite of all of our difficult circumstances, in spite of a pandemic. In spite of it all, we need to learn to be a thankful people, because this world is not our home. Our website is truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. If you want to send me an email directly, no one else reads it. We're not some big ministry, some big corporation, some big monstrous this, that, or the other. It's just me in this little tiny room putting together this radio show and occasionally reaching out and having some guests along the way as well. And for those that prefer using just the regular mail, and I appreciate those, by the way, hopefully by now or in the next day or so, a number of you that have written me by mail, I took the time a few days ago to finally get some letters out that I was so far behind on. So you should be receiving something from me. I got one letter from a lady who didn't give me her name, but I've got an address, so I feel kind of awkward how to respond to her. But outside of that, I wanted to take the time to, it really means a lot to me, and I'm thankful that you took the time to write. And I'm thankful for a lot of the support you're giving this program to keep it on shortwave. You know, I don't need to get paid for this show. I just need to cover the expenses of doing it. And a number of people have just been generous and wonderful. They either sent a check or they're using real easy the website where you can make a quick one-time donation. Every bit, large or small, every penny helps. You just don't know how close we cut it each and every month right now. Gift God has started, and a lot of you are helping to sustain it. My wife and I chip in as well, but we thank you for your help in this program. Our mailing address here in Georgia is 21 Berkshire. That's Berkshire, 21 Berkshire Lane, and add the number 263. That's very important. Add the number 263 on that first address line, because that's the little mailbox stuff they use here in where we live in our little tiny hamlet up here in the mountains. And that is in the city of Sky Valley. Two words, Sky Valley, Georgia. And the zip code is 30537. That's 30537. 21 Berkshire Lane, number 263 in Sky Valley, Georgia, 30537.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And welcome back to our special Thanksgiving Day edition of Truth to Ponder on this Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. This has been quite a year, and a lot of people are wondering what's there to be thankful about. I mean, we've dealt with the coronavirus, and people, well, I can understand how many feel. It is sad that so many in what I call the political class of people don't get it. They don't understand. When I think of governors and I think of people even at the local level, many at the federal level, they have all these lockdowns, all for your safety. But many people that own a business are going to lose that business. Many people that were looking for help didn't get that help because, well, somebody in the House of Representatives decided to play politics. It didn't matter that you lost your paycheck for a week, 2 weeks, a month, 4 months, 5 months, whatever the case may be. Didn't matter that you may have lost your savings. Didn't matter you might lose your home or your car. There was a big political agenda attached to this pandemic. And so a lot of people are having a hard time finding Thanksgiving in their heart, because they look at everything they've ever had taken away from them. Yet those that are making the rules, you look at some of the governors in the United States, Governor Newsom, Governor Wolf in New Jersey, Governor Whitmer in Michigan, Governor Cuomo in New York. They make all these rules and they say, you stay home, you shut down, you can't do this, you can't do that. Yet they keep getting their paycheck. They get to have their Thanksgiving if they want, unless they get caught with their family and friends. And so I can understand it when a lot of people will gather this year, if they can, if they're allowed to, if there's not a policeman knocking down their door because there's one too many people there. I can understand it when people are having a hard time giving Thanksgiving in their heart when everything they've worked for has been taken away. I have to wonder where I would be had I not retired and been the age that I am. What if I was 50 or 55 and the business that I was in may have suffered quite a bit? I could have lost a lot, especially 20 years ago, had this pandemic hit. I consider myself blessed and fortunate that I did retire when I did, and had, in essence, been blessed to be ready for such a time as this. The Bible says, and it's sometimes hard to reckon, in all things give thanks. In all things, no matter how bad, give thanks. It's one of the hardest lessons we ever have to learn when you start walking in the Christian faith, to be thankful in all things. It is so easy to become angry and depressed, angry at the world, maybe even angry at God. How can you let this happen? Sadly, in our world, in our, quote, Christian Western world, look at England. How many people actually are believers? How many people go to church? Extremely few. A tiny number of people in England go to church. Look at Germany. Same thing. A tiny number of people go to church. Look at France. Look at Italy. The number of people that actually are believers in countries that I believe prospered because of the gospel, not in spite of it, because of it, have walked away from what they believed. They've turned their back on God. Same is true in Australia. Same is true in Canada. And the same, sadly, increasingly, year by year, Same thing happens in the United States. Year by year, more people cease going to church. They make up their own mindset religion if they have any kind of spirituality. And they buy into this concept, I hope I get there. If I live a good life, maybe I'll get there. Maybe I'll get to a better place when I die. And that's become the spirituality of many, and others that say, when I'm dead, I'm dead. I'm gone. It's over. Nothing else. This is it. That must make becoming old more difficult when you have no hope. When you have no hope in anything, it's hard to want to give thanks and praise when life is so difficult and life is so miserable. I remember the first Thanksgiving in 2004 after I had lost my first wife to cancer less than 2 months before. It was hard that year initially to give thanks, because everything I had worked for, hoped for, to live for, had been shattered and changed. Yet, somehow, inside, I gathered with my family, and we were able to find things to be thankful about, even in that dark time in my family's life. for many under lockdowns and restrictions, and we'll talk about that next week. There's some things about this I find very troubling and very nonsensical and very illogical in the way many of these governors have acted like just tyrants, like little dictators that want to be worshipped. They really don't care about you. They just want to see their efforts doing something. And I remember, sadly, Governor Cuomo, who was supposedly raised in a Christian or Catholic household, how today his narcissism makes him believe that he's a god unto himself. I can remember early in the days of the pandemic when the numbers first started coming down, and he sat there, and he had the audacity and he had the gall to say,
"The number is down because we brought the number down. God did not do that. Fate did not do that. Destiny did not do that. A lot of pain and suffering did that."
I remember that press conference like it was yesterday. It was 2 days after Easter in the month of April. I was still working in emergency management. Matter of fact, I was producing my radio show from a hotel room for quite a while. And I remember that press conference. It was on a Tuesday afternoon. And I watched it, as we watched a lot of press conferences from around the country. We try to stay up to date on what is going on, situational awareness in our nation, our region. And I listened to him say that. And to say I was stunned is, well, an understatement. I couldn't believe that he had the audacity to sit there in front of that microphone, that camera, and all the press people, just sat there as smug could be and said, "We did it. I did it. You did it. God didn't do this." Prayer, faith, none of it had anything to do with it. It troubles me to this day. You know, one of the things that's sometimes hard to do, and I'll admit that it's sometimes hard for me, yet we're called to do it. We are to pray for those in authority. And I will tell you that you get people like Governor Cuomo, Governor Murphy, Governor Wolf, Governor Newsom, Governor Whitmer, and others that do things that hurt people, claiming it's all in the name of good, and the arrogance they have, you know, rules for thee and not for me. It's hard. Sometimes, Lord, it is hard to pray for those in authority over us. But we have to. We have to. Their duplicity in telling us how to live our lives and the things that we need to do that they don't do, I believe someday we'll catch up to each and every one of them. If you're a believer in everything you've lost because of this pandemic, maybe your business, maybe your job, your savings, a house even, where you live, who knows? And you've seen everything you put in gone. Everything you hoped and saved for a retirement has disappeared because of what has happened in this pandemic. And it's sad that the big businesses like the Amazons and the Walmarts, they're going to do fine. Matter of fact, they showed incredible profits during the pandemic, the chosen winners. And 100,000 or more small businesses will disappear forever. Children will be messed up because of being out of school. It may take a long time for many of these students to fully recover. And many doctors say there's no need for them not to be in school, learning. But there's a political agenda, sadly, that went with this, and it didn't matter how much you lost. But the truth is, the only thing we can do is pray for those, number one, in authority. Number two, trust God more. St. Paul, when he was in prison, St. Paul, when he was facing being, you know, just in chains or being threatened to be killed, always said, give thanks to God in all things. That's the hardest thing we as Christians will ever be asked to do, is to give thanks and praise, even in the most awful of circumstances. And yet today, on this Thanksgiving, I'm going to urge you in the United States, and even if you celebrate your kind of Thanksgiving like Canada back in October, regardless of where you are in the world, stop and give thanks. Stop and praise God in spite of your circumstances, because that's when He can begin to make a change. This is Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman.
Oh, loving Father, by your grace, we gather here to seek your face and thank you for this family, for hearth and home and loyalty. Hearts are full of gratitude for work and rest and daily food, for neighbors kind and faithful friends, the gifts on which our lives depend.
This is the program Truth to Ponder, and I'm your host, Bob Bierman, here on this Thanksgiving Day. Our Thanksgiving Day special here in the United States, and if you're living in Canada, you had your Thanksgiving back in October. In a year like this, for many, it is hard to be thankful. But you know, we always have hope for a better time. Maybe this year, maybe next year. But then again, things may never go back to normal. And even in that, I've learned to be thankful. And here's why. I know as this world decays and falls away from God, I really believe that the way much of the Western world has behaved, Europe, United Kingdom, Canada, United States, Australia, much of this Western world has been given so much in terms of knowledge, wealth, and blessing. And yet we've squandered what we've been given as a gift. We've never been appreciative of all that we have. Giving is one of those things that's easy for some, but difficult for others. There's always a reason. We learn in Scripture, God loves a cheerful giver. And He loves those that have thanksgiving in their hearts. As we know from the psalmist, we enter with thanksgiving in our hearts into His courts with praise. Praise and thanksgiving are the two things that God requires of us. I go back to my childhood, as I mentioned before, when the churches were opened on Thanksgiving morning all over this land of the United States and even Canada, and how I've watched over the years as many churches have ceased to gather on that day because, well, people travel, there's so much cooking to do, so much preparation to make, and so many football games to watch. And rather than take a little time to be thankful unto God, we just shut the church doors. It's just easier. This way everybody gets the day off. Tomorrow in the United States is what we know as Black Friday, the day the official shopping begins. This year will be different, though, because of the coronavirus. A tremendous amount will be done online. Some in the stores, at least because of the coronavirus, we're not going to have people getting up and waiting in line all night for a big screen TV set. I mentioned before that in my youth, we went to church every Sunday. And I kept that tradition up for a long time until I was finally in a town where the church wasn't open. I remember those days well, being in a choir. I can remember the beautiful hymns that go with Thanksgiving, a hymn such as this. Thank you. those great hymns of the faith, "Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices." As I said, during a time such as this pandemic, for many people listening, for many people you know, this is a difficult year for many to find a way to give thanks. How many people, I look back to last year at this time. My wife and I were up in our little house here in Georgia, and we had decided last year it was just the two of us for Thanksgiving, and because of just necessity in a number of areas, we decided to spend the remainder of the calendar year up here in Georgia and return in, you know, the first week or so of January. And the original plan was to be in Florida from January through probably July, maybe even as late as August. I had so many things on my plate I was going to try to get done, places I wanted to visit and things that I wanted to do during our time in Florida. And normally during that time, I'm at WRMI a few days a week, depending upon the things that are going on, to help out in engineering and some of the maintenance and work. And I enjoy keeping my hand in the business. And we look forward to just a wonderful time in Florida, get away from the cold. And then as the summer gets really hot, we would head out and be back up in the mountains. And I had a lot of things that I had planned on doing in the fall up here. The year ended like any typical year does, and the new year with all of its hopes and all of its promises began. But in January, we started hearing those bits and pieces of a news story out of China, some kind of a pandemic or illness. And think of all the misinformation we received during that time when we go back to the beginning of the pandemic. Everything from "it's not a contagious virus, nothing to worry about," "don't shut down travel to China," that's being, you know, xenophobic was the term used. How fast things changed when that virus began to take lives in Italy, take lives in the United Kingdom. How many of you remember the predictions of millions will die in the United States if we don't do anything? That's when I got called out of retirement, and all the plans that I had made for last year were totally changed. And I found myself for the next 8 weeks or so on the front lines, wondering about this pandemic. A lot of things that I learned during that time. I watched the 15 days to flatten the curve run into 200-something days or more. And all the things we thought we could do, did they really do any good at all? I have to compare us to Sweden. Sweden didn't overdo it, and they seem to be doing better than most parts of the world. It's sad to think that there's the potential that politics was used with this pandemic and lives destroyed for a political purpose. Wow. But even in that, we need to learn to give thanks. And I want to give thanks now to those that have written the program or are financially helping us out. You can support us from our website. There's a tab to help us out if you want to use PayPal. It works. Or you can use our mailing address, which is 21 Berkshire Lane, number 263, in Sky Valley, Georgia, the zip code 30537. 21 Berkshire Lane, number 263, Sky Valley, Georgia, 30537.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth, the number 2, and the word ponder.com. That's truth, the number 2, ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.